Last November, Massachusetts voters legalized recreational marijuana. There's a long way to go before pot shops open in the state, but lawmakers will move one step closer today as the legislature's new marijuana committee holds its first public hearing at the State House. As we do most Mondays, we check in now with Matt Murphy, a reporter with the State House News Service. I asked him what we can expect from today's hearing.
Introductory meeting. They've invited a number of people to testify, including the organizers behind the ballot law last November. Treasurer Deb Goldberg has been invited to testify, and she, as it currently stands, would be overseeing the new Cannabis Control Commission and all regulation of the new market. And they've also invited, you know, public health officials, revenue officials from the state, and Attorney General Maura Healey's office, presumably to discuss, you know, public safety issues. And interestingly, they've also invited the chair of the Gaming Commission, Steve Crosby, to testify, and he knows a bit about the experience of being on a new commission and trying to set up a new industry in Massachusetts. So this is really sort of an introductory hearing to get a broad overview of all the issues that will be in play.
Right. Well, I was particularly interested to see Steve Crosby, the head of the State Gaming Commission, on that list. As you said, he oversaw the implementation of a new regulatory structure for a new industry. But also there's been some questions, right, of whether marijuana products will be allowed in the state's casinos once they open. Is that right?
Sure. I mean, that's an open question. Casinos are, going to be subject to regulation just like every other establishment that may or not have smoking on the grounds and where you can take these substances in the public. I mean, right now, as the law stands, you're allowed to smoke at home and grow at home, but this is not a legalization of public consumption, so that's a concern. I think they're also looking at the experience of the Gaming Commission in setting up the gaming industry. The ballot organizers, as they saw this, they saw it more like alcohol regulation, which sits under the treasurer's office. But recently we've heard some more talk about taking a look at the governance structure of this new law and whether or not the treasury is the best place to put this. So, all this is probably ripe for probing by the lawmakers, and I would expect to hear some of that to see how it worked for the Gaming Commission, whether something like an independent commission might make more sense.
Well, budget hearings are also continuing this week, and tomorrow it's all about health. Representatives from several different state departments relating to health care will go before lawmakers. And one issue that they could take up is Governor Baker's proposal to move people off MassHealth and onto employer-based plans. First, how is he proposing to do that?
Well, in the governor's budget that he filed in January, he put a rather controversial proposal in there to put a surcharge or an assessment on employers that don't have a substantial amount of their employees on employer-sponsored coverage. And essentially, employers would have to pay to the state $2,000 per employee per year if those workers are not taking the employer-sponsored coverage or not offered that coverage. And this is really in a response to growing mass health costs. The governor is trying to deal with what they're thinking is a $600 million increase in mass health spending that will be needed next year. And they attribute a bulk of that with the shifting of workers from employer-sponsored coverage to Medicaid under the Medicaid expansion that was authorized under the ACA.
Mm-hmm. And how likely is the legislature to go along with Baker's plan?
There's a lot of concern about this and a lot of questions that still remain. Certainly some major business groups in Massachusetts have raised serious concerns about whether or not employers really should bear the brunt of paying for the state's mass health costs and whether or not they bear the responsibility for that. Certainly lawmakers are open to it, but they're looking at it. The unions, of course, and some of the hospital groups support this because they know it will bring an influx of money into the system and help pay for this expansion. And of course, all of this is also complicated by what's going on in Washington with the talk of replacing the ACA and what comes next. But even if the ACA is repealed and replaced, you're not looking at changes to the Affordable Care Act until probably 2019 or 2020. And in the meantime, the state is going to face some serious budget gaps over in MassHealth without some new revenue.
All right. Well, Matt Murphy, thanks so much for speaking with me.
Thank you.
Matt Murphy is a reporter for the State House News Service in Boston. I'm Henry Epp. This is Morning Edition.